An American senator says military strikes by the United States and its allies in the Middle East are the only way to end the Syrian conflict. Senator Carl Levin says Washington must hold a meeting with the military and intelligence officials of its allies in the Middle East to discuss strikes on Syria. Levin says increased military pressure on the Arab country is necessary to achieve negotiated peace there. He's also among the staunch supporters of the U.S. arming of insurgents in Syria. Levin, who also chairs the Senate Armed Services Committee, says that he would even support providing heavy weapons to the militants in Syria. Let's talk about this with Mimi Alayem. She is a Syrian activist and political commentator who joins us. Mimi Alayem, what are your thoughts about this American senator talking about military strikes on Syria along with the regional allies? Isn't that another way of saying that they have failed in terms of the backing of the insurgents on the ground there in the country?
Quite so. I think it's obvious their calls are getting more and more desperate as their Free Syrian Army and al-Qaeda proxies are failing on the ground in Homs, in Damascus, and soon to be in Aleppo as well. You know, the idea of aerial bombardments against Syria has existed now for 2 years, and if the U.S. could do it, they would have done so by now. The fact that these senators are joining these calls is out of pure desperation, because it's very unlikely that this will happen.
And another sign of desperation, I think you would agree, is what happened with the SNC, or the so-called SNC. They underwent a series of shifts in their leadership. What are your thoughts about this new president, Ahmad Jabra, the third one since the party was founded with close connections with Saudi Arabia?
Well, absolutely. It came in conjunction with the fall of Morsi. And I think this is showing a shift of power between Qatar and now Saudi Arabia is heading the attack against Syria. And the man, Jarba, is Saudi Arabia's man. He has strong familial ties, tribal ties with Saudi Arabia, as well as ties with their intelligence. I did want to get back to Carly Levine for a moment, because he wanted to get into the history of him. He's a Zionist. He's got dual Israeli-American citizenship, which shows, you know, just where the agenda lies in this. And the fact that he and the other Zionist senator, John McCain, both met with the head of the FSA, Idris, also shows what the insurrection in Syria is about, and that is handing over Syria to Israel on a silver platter.
Exactly. That's at least one point of view. And finally, let me get your thoughts about this Free Syrian Army and al-Qaeda blocking food from being transferred to the government-held parts of Aleppo. I know that there was an entry that you made on that. How did this come about, and why would they do that?
I think, you know, they've come up with many justifications for their insurgency. And one by one, they have basically done everything they've accused the Syrian military of doing. And that, of course, is also the blockade. They basically will do anything if, no matter how immoral or war criminal, if it means that they might gain some victory. And by starving out the people of Aleppo, it's basically collective punishment of West Aleppo, who has failed to support the insurrection.
Pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much. Mimi Alayem, Syrian activist and political commentator there. Thank you for the thoughts.